You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
How would you describe Nicole's scent?
Oh, S-C-E-N-T. Don't get me started there.
And I'm not talking, and we need to make this clear right up front. We are not talking about perfume, cologne, anything like that.
Just the natural essence.
Yeah, you know, the body scrub there.
No, just like fresh out the bed in the morning. I mean, can you roll over?
Yeah, no product whatsoever. We're talking about people's natural scent. Can you even describe it? Because I've never been able to describe scents.
It's just the smell of its skin. You know, I don't know. It's just
Everyone has skin.
I know, but there's maybe a sweetness to it, or maybe you do have a lingering fabric softener or perfume or soap. I mean, you're going to naturally have some sort of linger on the body in one way or another. But it's one of the things, it's almost borderline creepy how much I huff my wife. It's one of the things I love doing. I love sniffing her hair. I love rolling over and just nuzzling there in the neck and taking a whiff. And she knows it. And I let her know. I'm like, man, you smell good. I'm just attracted to that, you know?
Well, here's why I bring this up, is because we had this conversation in our house a couple of days ago, and I thought, I wonder if we should talk about this on the show, because Gretchen was talking about my scent, because I'm never a cologne guy or anything. I don't put on anything that has any kind of flavor. Even my damned antiperspirant is unscented. I mean, I don't like putting on artificial scent.
Okay.
And she says, she was talking about how she absolutely is enamored with my natural scent. And the reason this came up is we then had about a 5-minute conversation on why different people smell so differently. And she maintains that it's impossible to get into a long-term intimate relationship with someone that you are not attracted to their natural scent. Again, take colognes and perfumes and body washes out of it.
Just the way they are.
Just the way, their natural essence. She goes, if you are not attracted to that scent, you cannot get into a long-term physical relationship with someone because you're just
not compatible in the nose department.
And as soon as she said that, I thought back to my history. And I was like, that is absolutely right. Because there were people that I would go out with maybe a few times, and the scent wasn't right.
Just didn't click, huh?
And I'm sure it's the same.
So you slept with them two or three times and then got rid of them is what you did. Like, I couldn't do that. Can you? I mean, you can't just get used to the scent. I mean, I think over time, if you're with somebody over a year's time, I mean, you probably would just get used to their scent then. I mean, it's like the people that go in, you know, empty out porta potties and stuff. They probably just get used to that scent. You know, I've talked to my dad, who was the fire chief. He's like, you just kind of get used to the scent of decomposing bodies at some point. So it's like, wonder if you just naturally get used to it.
I hope my That was a giant leap. You smell like a rotting corpse, honey.
That was a giant leap. That was a big leap.
Well, I guess in a way, it's kind of like, you know, people's homes have a certain scent to them also.
Yep.
And people just get used to it, but others will walk in and it'll just kind of hit them. And you're not even aware of it because it's your house and you are totally acclimated to the smell. So I suppose that could happen with a person. For me, the problem is I don't want to get acclimated to something that I don't like.
That every time you get a whiff of it, you're like, that's a negative feeling. It makes me feel negative towards you.
Yeah, and it might be tied in with the whole pheromone thing, too.
Absolutely. Yes.
And maybe that is a fair. Maybe we're smelling pheromones. I don't know. I always thought in my mind, I'd have to do some research on this. I thought pheromones, it was just more of a natural thing. You weren't actually smelling. I don't know. But I
wonder if you can change your actual natural scent without covering it up, you know.
And that was my next question. And I want you to ponder this. Is there a way that they can start doing manipulation of DNA and your genes, not your blue jeans, people, your G-E-N-E-S, your genes to alter your natural scent? And if they could, would you do it?
I would think so, if you've been told time and time again that you stanky. I mean, it could just be as simple as a pill that you take. Because, I mean, even like if you take too many garlic pills, you're going to start smelling like garlic. So
there is that.
If you can take a pill that's like, you know, the stink pill.
Right. But, you know, when people start doing custom-ordered babies,
yeah,
which I know is a hot button for a lot of people.
But it's a thing.
But
yeah.
I'm just, but, you know, 20, 30 years from now, or much less, could be 3 years from now, you know, you could have made-to-order babies, or like, I want my baby to have blue eyes.
I don't want a stinky baby.
I want my child to have red hair. I want my child to have an olive complexion.
Well, don't they kind of do that already with like sperm donors? Like, you can interview your sperm donor and
yeah,
just see what
they
are.
Yeah, but that's not a guarantee because there's recessive genes and everything.
Sure,
but if you could custom order, would you get to the point where you order your child's natural essence in terms of their scent?
Yeah. Well, obviously, yes. I mean, who's going to say no? I want to risk having a stinky human in my life. Obviously, you're going to be like, yeah, give me the best smelling human that you can get, that money
right,
can buy.
But that's my question, because what is, you know, pleasantly smelling to you yeah. is not to someone else, and vice versa. So how would you describe even a pleasant scent? Because what you think, like I might go and, well, I have huffed Nicole before,
ooh.
But I might not be as attracted to that as you are, and vice versa. Or some other woman
true.
Could come sniff my neck and not smell what Gretchen smells.
You'd have to have some sort of pie chart or something with the various sniff tests and who's
ooh, pie.
Who's
if they
ranking
smell
the
like
best.
Pie, I'm all
I
in.
Want my baby to smell like apple pie.
Apple pie scent or pumpkin pie
little
scent?
Little apple pie baby. I just want to eat them up.
you know, we like to just do mind candy on this show, and we throw it out there. If you want to comment on this, in fact, I see already some texts are coming in on this. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. I would love to hear from someone who broke it off with someone because of their scent. And again,
yeah.
not perfume or cologne. We're just talking about their scent. Have you stopped seeing someone because you weren't compatible with the way they smelled?
Yeah. Call
it's
us.
Not as freaky or weird as you think. Maybe there's people listening right now like, people don't have natural scents.
Yes, they do.
But they do.
They totally
in
do.
In fact, how many of you could be blindfolded? You cannot touch your significant other,
mm-hmm.
okay? But they do a lineup of, say, five people, and all you can do is walk up and stick your nose within like an inch of them. You
yep.
can't touch them,
yep.
talk to them. How many people could pick out their SO by their scent?
I know what I'm doing Saturday night.
I was talking about custom ordering babies. A lot of people are writing in saying you can do that now. It's not that I don't trust our listeners. I absolutely do in some cases, sometimes to a certain extent. But I do want to read more about this because I want to know just how fine-tuned they can do this.
Yeah, how deep can you go? Can you do hair color and eyes and smell and height?
I feel like the hair color and eyes might be much easier to do, but it's that scent thing that I don't know if they are at that point.
Can you give them like a sense of humor now, too, and just make them
don't
be
you
little
wish
jerks?
We could?
Little lighthearted people instead of jerks?
I would give anything if there was a sense of humor pill that people could take.
Did you see Dina's text?
No.
She says, I worked for Keebler overnights and my children grew up believing that I naturally smelled like cookies.
Oh, right. Yes.
I love that. That's hilarious.
That's very funny.
My mom smells like cookies.
That's so good.
So
here comes, is it Katrine or Katrina?
It's Katrine.
Hi, Katrine. Welcome to the show. What do you want to say about all this?
Hi. So one of the things that always intrigues me about the American language and the German language, I'm originally from Germany, is that there's a saying, I'm going to say it in German, ich kann dich nicht riechen, and translated, it means I can't smell you. And it means that you don't like somebody. You just don't like them. And in English, in the English language, there's something that we say, I can't stand you. Maybe it's something similar where you don't want to stand next to them because they smell bad. I don't
that's,
know.
I see what you're doing here. I see what you're doing.
Derived from.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if that's the same where it's derived from, but I always thought it was interesting.
I like that.
It doesn't translate directly, but it means you don't like them. I can't smell you.
I can't smell like, you, Josh.
I don't like to smell you. Yeah.
But you know what I like about that is that it is distilling the whole scientific aspect that you know I'm crazy about how if we, because I was saying if you don't like someone's natural scent, then you probably can't be in a relationship with them ultimately. Mm-hmm. And so the German phrase sounds like it is distilling that down, saying your scent is not right. It's a roundabout way of saying I don't like you or we're not compatible.
Yep.
I like that.
But then like that it can work for other people, essentially. Like you could say it to your coworkers or something, right? Can I use it in that scenario? Like I can't smell you and I don't even want to be around you.
Right. It is a very strong negative phrase.
Because you get the visual of somebody like stepping away. You get the visual of somebody stepping away from someone. You just don't even want to smell them.
Hey, would you do us a big favor, Katrine, before you go? Do us a favor.
Sure.
Since we're rolling tape on this, will you please say in German, I love my boys in the morning?
Ich liebe meine Jungs im Morgen früh.
Perfect.
That's beautiful.
She probably just actually said, my boys are idiots, and I don't know why I listen.
I can't smell you.
No.
You're the best. Have a great day. Thanks for being on the show, okay?
Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you.
Bye.
This is fantastic. Nancy's got an interesting point. She talks about body chemistry, and she goes, it's why perfumes and colognes smell different on different people.
Yeah, it's an interaction.
Yeah, so that's interesting too, isn't it? Like one person can put on light blue, which is the greatest scent of all time that a woman can wear. Thank you very much. One person, I guess, can put it on, and they're not going to smell exactly like someone.
I like mesquite rub when Nicole just puts a little mesquite rub on her neck.
Can't keep your hands off.
Multiple messages coming in that I'm seeing talking about like, can love trump it, essentially? Like if you're with this person and they stink, and you end up just kind of falling in love with them in general, can you still stick with them? Because the love is going to be overpower the scent, essentially.
Like, yeah, but there's also different kinds of love. Like what Gretchen was talking about was the sexual aspect.
That's lust.
So you could be in love with someone, right? But not be as attracted to them in the bedroom because of the scent, but you still love them dearly.
But what if they are a stinky person and everything is connecting in the actual like love and lust and you like being around them, you like their family, will that eventually trump the stink? You just kind of look past it. And what you do is you just carry around a little Vicks VapoRub in your pocket. You put it under your nose when you're with them, I guess.
Kind of like the CSI guys or whatever.
That's the key.
We need to do an autopsy on this relationship right now.
Where's my Vicks?